Greetings. I hope you find yourself in a great day today. I was blessed this past weekend to perform a wedding for a dear friend who has waited patiently for God's redemptive plan in his life. It was a wonderful day, and God's presence brought an atmosphere of celebration that was pure, holy, and full of life. God is a redemptive father and friend. When we look to the light, we live in the light. We are children of the day and not the night. We can, therefore, have an expectation of new things and new measures of life for a time called today. We must turn towards the day and always away from what was in the past to discover the radiance of what is new and now for today. God's story in our lives always ends in light. Our relationship with God as our Father is a story of redemption. It is not merely a story of how things always go right in life. It is a story of how our loving Father works all things for good in our lives. This is a testimony of redemption. Not all things are good. Many things are bad. But God's promise as our creative Father is to work things out for good according to His purpose in our lives. What was not the purpose of God in our lives ends up revealing a greater glory of God's purpose because of God's great love. Jesus paid a price for the redemptive will of our Heavenly Father in our lives. He paid the price as the Son of Man, Son of God, to enable us to experience the redemptive purpose of God our Father in our lives. As children of God, we can expect to be a part of Christ's inheritance for the glory of God in all things. Holy Spirit is the presence of God with us, in us, and even clothing us as a garment of life upon us to reveal God's true story of redemptive love in our lives. Revelation 5, 9, and 10, and they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth." Those who sing the song of the redeemed are the 24 elders and the living creatures around the throne. These are not merely angels in heaven, but the testimony of us as sent ones through God's grace by the authority of the resurrection life of Christ made known to us from God's throne of grace. These are the foundation of the church, Ephesians 2, 19 through 21, and the continuing body of Christ in heaven and on earth. They are the testimony of the redemption of God. These are kings and priests to their God for the testimony of God's glory in all things. These are those who live in a continual partnership with God in all things. God's promise is not that we will one day be kings and priests to our God, but kings and priests today and into eternity. This is a season of partnership with God. Our partnership with God will reveal His redemption in surprising ways of testimony because God's story in our lives is always one of redemption. God allows the circumstances of our lives to be less than perfect so that His perfect love can be revealed to and through us in an imperfect world. Revelation 1, 4 through 6, "Grace to you and peace from Him who is, and who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before His throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to Him who loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood, and has made us kings and priests to His God and Father. To Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." Our partnership with Jesus is a partnership with Holy Spirit who comes to us and abides in us in Jesus' name. He is revealed as the Lord, wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, intimate knowledge, and an awe of God in all things. That partnership will empower us to see God's redemptive testimonies and purposes by the grace of His sevenfold Spirit at all times and in every season of our lives. We live as priests in our ability to receive His heavenly presence that empowers us to be a dwelling place of His Spirit in our world. We live as kings in our influence to our world through our partnership with God as a dwelling place of His Spirit. By these things, God's redemptive will and plan is made known in our lives. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.